This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Starting to get it, like Devin Booker crushing the Lakers right now. The Suns at the halfway point leading and could wrap up that Game 1 series in the West, 62-41. The 24-year-old is crushing the threes. He has 8 of them and over 30 points. So the King, LeBron James, could go down. And remember, they are the defending NBA championship winners. Facebook wants respect because when it comes to politicians, they are tiptoeing around everything. I'll explain what that means. Netanyahu wants respect, but it's probably the end of his days in that sense of being the leader of Israel. So who doesn't want respect in some way, shape, or form? What a way to kick off this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe, well, and happy wherever you hail from. Happy is a weird word, isn't it? It was my mom's favorite saying, happy thoughts, good times, and big successes. I'm wishing all of you that right now, the kind of success that Devin Booker is having for the Phoenix Suns. And I think of my friends listening in Tucson, Arizona, who are big Suns fans. A lot of you that listen to this show, thank you for that, because I got an avalanche of emails. So I said I was going to give a big shout out to KVOI and the crew, Jake, Joe, and Bobby, who are all fans of the Suns. Facebook making headlines in the Washington Post and a few other areas because they say they're going to end a long-time exception made for politicians who break its rules. It's part of a series of responses to the Facebook Oversight Board's ruling on the former president. They're going to announce that they will no longer automatically give any politicians, any, a pass when they go against the company's hate speech rules. You know, there's been a lot of reversals, and there's been a lot of criticisms of what is and isn't copacetic on Facebook. But since the 2016 election, they've applied a test to political speech that weighs the newsworthiness of the content against its propensity to cause harm. So now they're going to throw out the first part of the test, and they're not going to consider newsworthiness at all as a factor. That's huge news. So forget it if it's a big news deal and everybody would be all over it and it would pump up the numbers on Facebook. They're saying that's not what they're going to do anymore. The move is pretty interesting, and I just read it on The Verge. That's the source for this, and then again, the Washington Post, too, is reporting it. It's part of a set of responses to what their recommendations were. So pretty interesting, isn't it, that Facebook is doing that. And it comes at the same time when the former president, who I think runs for president again in 2024, Trump, ended his blog after 29 days. Apparently, he was not happy by the crummy numbers, what he called measly readership. So remember, everybody went to Twitter and Facebook somewhat too when the president would release his thoughts on whatever was happening in the world and from his office, etc., especially Twitter, but also Facebook too. But once he was banned, once he was kicked out of Twitter, especially that platform, then and being out of office, then it was about, well, okay, so now how am I being heard besides through various people or appearing at CPAC or that kind of thing? And because the former president was not getting, you know, the kind of relevance that he was daily getting media constantly, he ordered his team to put the blog out of its misery, basically. So on the last day, the site that he had got 1,500 shares or comments, and it was a huge drop for someone whose every tweet got hundreds of thousands of reactions. So there is going to be some other platform for former President Trump, but it is to be determined. And that's the world that we live in, isn't it? To be determined. I was thinking about this today. And when you're on any media platform, it's rented space. And you can get booted out. It can roll up. Anyone remember Vine? Anyone remember MySpace? MySpace, of course, was before Facebook. Vine was before TikTok. Gone. So people who had just a treasure trove of followers had to put them someplace else. And like I said, to be announced, TBA, is pretty much all of us when you're talking about any form of whatever the platform is. But especially somebody like Trump, who has legions of people who were following what was happening when he was in the White House. But even before that, he had a pretty healthy social media presence, but it just expanded once he became president, and once that became the way that he talked to the people. Mm-hmm. So speaking of Trump, Republican leaders are going to meet with the president on the conservative agenda. At the Republican Study Committee, they say they've been busy developing the consensus conservative agenda for the future of the Republican Party. And the chairman, Jim Banks, said that the group's trip on June 10th will be the first time some of the members have met with the former president since he left office in January. This is important because it goes to relevance, it goes to our world, it goes to who's up next, it goes to midterm elections, influence, and then 2024, and will, in fact, Donald Trump be able to leverage what happened in the past, being the former president, with the Republican Party? So why would they meet with him? He has a voice. He definitely. He's staying at his New Jersey resort and golf course for the summer after moving his official residence to Florida during his presidency. So he has indicated he's going to seek another term in the White House if his health is good. So what they're saying is the Republican Party's goal should reflect Trump's, as contrasted with the Biden agenda, if the party hopes to maintain the voters who have come on board since 2016 and take back a majority in the House in 2022. Once again, trying to garner as much respect and votes as possible. Hang through.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yes, we have a ton of mail, so we're going to dive right into it. Thanks for that, everybody. Before we go there, though, one quick thing about respect. I was going to mention this. It's interesting. June 3rd marked a big day in Aretha Franklin's life. Of course, may she rest in peace. But 1967 on June 3rd, Aretha Franklin went to number one on the singles chart with her version of the Otis Redding hit Respect. And it became, did you know it was Otis Redding's? It became her signature song. And now there's a movie coming out where Jennifer Hudson is playing Aretha Franklin. Mary J. Blige is in it. There's a whole bunch of famous people in it. Forest Whitaker, Audra McDonald is in it, and it's supposed to come out in August, and they take you through her whole story. It actually looks pretty good. We'll see if it scores at the box office now that people are back to the movies. And speaking of being back to the movies, that was the question from William, who was listening to us in Connecticut. So he must be listening to us. He says, I listen to you whenever I can, Kate. It seems to be a lot more lately. You must be listening to us on one of our great affiliates there, WGCH, which is, I always know the numbers, 1490 on the dial. It's in that Stamford, Norwalk area. And he asks, movies, you used to do your cheap movie review. Will you bring that back? And have you seen anything lately that is worth going to pony up the bucks, wear the mask, social distance, or whatever? And what are the theaters like? I'm the perfect person to ask this to. It is like my mind relaxes, right? If I can go and hear live music or go and catch a flick. So I did see Cruella. And I saw Cruella because I was thinking about my mom, and that was one of the first movies she took me to as a kid, the 101 Dalmatians. This is a really good movie. It's not a chick flick. Guys can absolutely like it, and it's not a chick flick. It's a wild take on Cruella. Emma Stone plays the lead character. Emma Thompson is the Baroness in this, and it's just so well done. And some other people, I like Joel Fry's in it, Mark Strong is in it. You might not know these names, but I think you would recognize their faces, let's put it that way. And it's just super, super well done. And one of the funniest people that I think ever, and he's played in all kinds of different bad guy roles, and he's sort of like the nimpkinpoop guy that screws up, Paul Walter Hauser. If you look him up, you'll see him. And he's brilliant in this movie. So there you go. And as far as going to the movies, yeah, they space out the seats still, mask if you want to. Mostly you see people wearing some masks and then taking them off. And Cinemark is the close theater to me, and I've talked to people from Cinemark, and they really do a good job of taking care of it. It seems like people are sort of going back to movies, and maybe now you get used to streaming or just buy it on HBO Max or get something else. And I don't know. Will the movies completely bounce back? The big numbers are there. Cruella had a lot of people going to see it. And then there was the horror flick, The Quiet Place 2, that just crushed it. So we must be seeing a movement to go back. All right, let's go on to another one that has nothing to do with the movies. This one is from Ford, who is listening to us in Tucson on 10:30 a.m., KVOI. Katie, when are you coming to Arizona? Don't promise it if you don't come here. Hopefully soon. I have all kinds of things that I could talk to you about with Arizona politics specifically, and we could certainly talk about our Suns, who I think beat the Lakers, and that's kind of my one thing that I do that has nothing to do with business or politics or anything else, you know, related to it. But I think what's very, very interesting that's happening in Arizona is the fact that you've got a lot of kind of splits in what's happening with voting and how we're now becoming one of the states that is either in the pro column or in the negative column for recounting votes and talking about election integrity, etc. I don't know. I think conversations about elections and integrity and making all the votes count certainly don't hurt anything. But I am a Republican, and I do question mail ballots, you know, mail-in ballots. But I question not having mail-in ballots because a lot of people do cast it that way, right? And there's going to be people that are going to be removed from voting lists, and I don't think it's going to be all Democrats. I think that you'll find that there's going to be Republicans and independents and all kinds of people that will find themselves not being able to vote. Yeah, the vote-by-mail system is huge in Arizona, and it is used by everyone you mentioned, by all three, independents, Democrats, Republicans. The majority of voters in the state cast their ballots by mail. 90% did it last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. 75% of all voters are on the early voting list. Under the new law, the list would be called the active early voting list. That's what they're calling it, the active voting list. That it would remove voters from the state's permanent early voting list, some of them, which automatically sends some people's ballots for each election. So if they don't cast a ballot at least once every 2 years, you're off that list. And that argument is going in a lot of different directions with a lot of different people. And I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And we're seeing this in a lot of different states, like 14 different states, are looking at election integrity laws and different ways of looking at ballots that are cast, mail-in ballots. Drive-through is something that is getting a heavy play, getting that just completely tossed in Texas, and there's been a lot of fights. And you know, I talked about it on the show, late nights for sure. Yeah, so stay tuned. And we're having some people come on next week to talk about that. So that's a very, very good point. This one is from Henry, listening to us, WGSO 990 AM New Orleans. It's great if you tell me where you're listening to me or how you're listening to me, because I'll give a shout-out to all my fabulous affiliates. And he says, Kate, I feel you with the being sick of the rain, but, honey, you should be down here when we had some of these storms. Flooding, you have never seen anything like the flooding that you see sometimes in New Orleans. And I know you know all about that. I would say to you, I heard you talk about putting that inflatable inside your garage. I would say it's always good to have a few sandbags in the ready if you continue to get the kind of rain that you're getting. Yeah, not a bad suggestion, right? Because I live near some creeks, and even though I'm not right on top of it, I'm down the street from it, which is why the flooding. And some of my neighbors, oh, just terrible. But they're more on top of the creek. I'm like a block away. I'm like a block and a half away. But you realize it. You do. You realize how vulnerable you are. All these years of talking about it, and I certainly have been in floods, and I certainly have lived in areas where it's flooded, but I've been higher up. And now I'm not. I'm right there with everybody else on the ground. I can see why New Orleans and why in a city near where I grew up, down that Jersey Shore, they're putting everything on stilts because you get a bad enough storm, a hurricane, get whatever. You're not getting a hurricane in Texas, but get a bad enough storm and you get the wall of water that just crushes. It starts to come into the house and the ground is completely soaked. We still have soaked ground everywhere around. I mean, insane. We have a long back driveway and that looked like a mini pool. It's wild. So thanks for thinking of me, and that's a great suggestion to get the to get some sandbags. I do have that inflatable thing though that acts like sandbags, where you put water in it and then it goes across the back of the garage or some. You can put it other places too, but I think a lot of people use it there. And then one other one. This one is from the Mac Attack, and he's listening to us in Texas. Kate F. Lee Bailey, did you ever talk to Flea related to O.J. Simpson or anything else? He's died. I have talked to him in the past. Yes, he was 87. His family confirmed that he did die. He had a wild legal career, 4 decades. People remember him from O.J. Simpson, Patty Hearst, the alleged Boston Strangler, all people that he defended. We had a really lively discussion. It was a great interview. I should try and see if I can dig that up. Thanks for that.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. This is USA Radio News. President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito are meeting again on Friday to talk about infrastructure. This time, they're hoping for some progress or maybe even a compromise. One thing the president is proposing is lowering the tax on corporations to a minimum of 15%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the 28% he originally proposed is still not off the table.
The president believes is one that corporations can afford to pay a little bit more. And that's a way that we can pay for a range of the bold proposals that he has put forward.
Republicans want to use about $75 billion in unused COVID relief funds to help pay for infrastructure. But the White House says that's not enough to cover what needs to be done. Celebrity lawyer F. Lee Bailey has passed away. He defended Patty Hearst and O.J. Simpson. His family didn't determine the cause. He was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're going to have a conversation with Lumi Winterson from New South Wales about her book and her road to recovery, because now, you know, we've taken the veil off of mental health issues and she really struggles, and she tells some interesting stories that I think some people can relate to. And with Naomi Osaka, a tremendous women's tennis player, pulling out of the French Open, saying that she was not right, that she struggles with depression. I think that's just another layer of having the conversation that a lot of people don't realize, that so many people around them have some, perhaps some sort of issue. Could be anxiety, could be something else related to just depression. You know, there's so many different facets of what somebody could be suffering from, and so many don't have any idea. And boy, does it make a difference when people are more sympathetic. And I'm so glad that we're finally, a lot of people close to me suffer from all kinds of different things. I'm glad that more than just a handful of us are trying to say, hey, listen, this needs to be dealt with and people need to be treated differently. With respect, we go back to respect again. No respect when it comes to becoming unhinged when you start to get teased as you're losing on game night. I can relate to this. Family, friends, etc., right? And game night became, I think, a little more popular during the pandemic because people maybe were playing more games as they were in a locker, in a lockdown situation. So there's a recent survey that came out, and I just happened to see it, where they talked about this data that was compiled by one poll. And they talked about fights breaking out. They talked about people being banned from certain games, banning a particular player from their game night. Can you imagine that? You have a card game. Some of you guys can relate to that, right? Like, we used to have a poker night, and that happened. Now that I think about it, poker, there was always some incident. And imagine not telling someone, banning them, because they were so out of control. It seems like a couple times I got apology emails, which I thought the person didn't really do anything, but everybody was always apologizing. I apologize for my behavior. I apologize the chair fell over when I got upset when they turned the card over on the river, and I thought, boy, this is rough. I mean, we're just talking about cards here. Well, it turns out that, check this out, according to this survey and the numbers that they crunched, that the number one game of all the games where people have been banned the most because they get into too many arguments and it gets too nasty is, ready for this, Monopoly. Hello? Mic drop, Monopoly. Are you kidding? Who cares? You're running around a board. You're buying a boardwalk and all this property. Yes, I know you can go bankrupt. Yes, I know the banker can get on your nerves and you want your money and you're demanding the little fake paper money. Or you don't like the piece that you got to take around the board. But it's Monopoly. It's older games. One in five people have been banned from a game for starting too many arguments in their house. And Monopoly is 44% number one. Uno. It's a card game. You play with kids. You start off when you're a kid, you play it. I think I learned to play it when I was seven. 37%. And then Sorry, 27%. So check this out. Younger gamers say they were more likely to ban a player in the past. 32% of Gen Z and 24% of millennials, compared to 11% of Gen X and 5% of boomers. So maybe it's because Gen Z, they like to play games where they work with a team against other teams. Right? For comparison, 48% of boomers prefer to compete on their own against other players. Wow. Crazy. And, you know, pandemic brought games that went remote. So there were remote game nights. And people have always played games. But, you know, some say that in-person games are more intense, 52%, and more competitive, 42%, than the remote ones, that they're more relaxed. So of the people that took the poll, that's what they're saying. People were more relaxed that way. I mean, I don't know. Is winning important? Who was it that said, very famous, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing? Yeah, you should play tennis doubles with your husband. That is always really good. I did that. All right, a couple of other quick oddball stories that I thought I would tee up for you, as much as we could dive back into the politics of where we are. But I think part of the buzz in the land and part of the beauty of this show is, you know, we need to laugh a little bit and say, oh, that's just ridiculous. So this one's pretty ridiculous. I saw a story where weddings are crazy, and they certainly can be unpredictable. And weird things happen. I was at a wedding once in Lake Tahoe where the best man fell into, like, the seven-layer cake and destroyed it. He was so trashed. He was a beer distributor. His family owned a beer distribution company, famous. I won't say who it is. And he fell into the cake. Now it is hilarious to think of. At the time, it was shocking. But this one takes the cake, if you know what I mean. According to the Times of India, it happened during a wedding taking place at the bride's house north of New Delhi. The wedding rituals were underway. She complained of not feeling well and soon after collapsed. So she collapsed. She was rushed to the hospital, but unfortunately was pronounced dead on arrival. I'm not making this story up. Doctors say the cause was a heart attack. As is tradition in India, her body was brought back to her home before her family planned to have it cremated. However, instead of reeling from what just happened and mourning his wife-to-be, the groom asked the bride's parents if the sister, her sister, could take her place and marry him. They said yes, and the wedding went on with the new bride while the original bride laid deceased in a nearby room. Wow. Now that could be a mic drop moment. Crazy. I do. Well, I didn't, but I do now. My sister, it's so sad. I want to cry. But yes. I will marry you. Really? Very bizarre. It's bizarre. What can you say? So they're newlyweds. We wish them the best. I mean, I guess that's moving on. That's what you do, I suppose. This is definitely what you don't do. You play practical jokes sometimes on people you work with, although these days I'd be very careful about that. Most people are still working remotely. Some are going back. You know how that goes. I mean, listen, do you have a company handbook, an employee handbook? So an East Texas election administrator was taken into custody and is now out of a job after something that she did that involved her employees. Two employees at the Smith County Elections Office told investigators that their supervisor, Denise Hernandez, gave them a pink liquid to drink back at the end of April. She told them it was an energy drink. The employees believed her. They drank the pink liquid. When they were finished, she pulled out a canister of a colon cleanser and made fun of the employees for drinking it. The employees had stomach pain and discomfort for the rest of the day, and she continued to taunt them and tease them. She'd only been on the job for 3 months when she suddenly announced that she wanted to resign after a childish incident. So I think once it came to light, she didn't have really much of a chance. She turned herself in. A judge issued 2 warrants for assault causing bodily harm. So think again if you want to pull a silly prank on someone you're working with, because it could blow back on you. Yeah. Colon cleanser. I mean, they must have had no idea what it looked like, and it looked like an energy drink to them, and that's how it was presented. So, you know, that's what they went with. Just roll with it, right? Yeah. This is a quick follow-up to a very sad story. There was a girl who was 14, I talked about it the other night, and a boy, 12, who opened fire on Florida deputies after walking away from their group home, a juvenile group home. They just happened to find this house. They were running away, smashed the window, got in. The girl was in critical but stable condition. On Wednesday, she flat out opened fire on the deputies, and she was shot. They had no choice. The boy walked away with her from Florida United Methodist Children's Home in Enterprise. They made their way to that house, and they were burglarizing it when the deputies came and surrounded the house. They both were there and had found weapons at the house, including an AK-47 assault weapon and a shotgun. And they were just trying desperately, the sheriff's deputies, not to fire on them. So the boy put down the AK-47 and surrendered after the girl was shot. And so that's the good news there, right? But it was kind of like, as the sheriff, Mike Chitwood, said, this is like Bonnie and Clyde at 12 and 14 years of age. What in the world? I mean, what an awful, terrible thing. The deputies fired a total of 60 shots. And 8 deputies are on administrative leave with pay because they have to do an investigation into the shooting. Mm. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
South Wales for a conversation with Lumi Winterson. She's written a powerful book called Angel in the Mirror, Road to Recovery. Wait till you hear her story. Lumi, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your childhood and the mental illness, or I like to call it mental disease, that eventually you found out you had, and how you dealt with it and how your family dealt with it.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, I think that my mental illness, or whatever you want to call it, kind of began when I was about 14. My mind just started to unravel at that time, and I was very good at hiding how I was feeling. So it wasn't until I was 19 that I got hospitalized the first time, and I found out that I indeed had a mental illness.
So once you found that out, then what happens with the family, the dynamic, your mom, and what happens from there? And did you start writing feelings down to help yourself?
Yes. I started writing in my journal when I was 12, and I continued writing in my journal until I wrote this book, when I put everything together. My mum is a great support for me. My dad, not so much. My dad didn't ever really understand it or accept it, but my mum was like the opposite. She was really into it and gave me as much support as I needed.
Wow, which is great. And that's part of what you talk about in the book. I mean, you don't pull any punches. You, as you said, you were journaling, and you talk about all kinds of things in the book. There's one chapter where you talk about help is on the way. Tell us more about that, help on the way.
I think that that point of my book, I was talking about getting private health insurance and being able to get help from private hospitals, and also when I started to do dialectical behavior therapy, that was a pivotal turning point for me. It gave me the skills that I needed to get through every day, like emotion regulation, distress tolerance, all of those kind of things. So that's what the help was.
Yeah. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I hope that they realize what it's like to have a severe mental illness. I hope that if they're consumers, I hope that they understand that there is hope out there and that they're not alone. And if they're carers, I hope that it helps them understand their loved ones best. Better. And I just want people to feel some hope out of everything.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talked about your mom and you said how your mom was so supportive. And what's really interesting and really neat that you did in the book is your mom wrote a chapter. So what did the light bulb go off for you, where you said, let's look at this other side of this? And did you decide that'd be interesting to have her write something?
Yeah, I just thought it would be good to have that perspective in it, so it's not just all me talking, because a lot of the people who read my book or who have read my book have been carers, and they have given me very good feedback on how it was to have my mum write the chapter.
Yeah. For you in writing the book, and it's Angel in the Mirror, Road to Recovery, you can get it on Amazon, and we're talking with Lumi Winterson, and like I said, you can get it on Amazon. For you writing this, was it a cathartic experience?
Definitely. It was, I have such poor memory over the last 20 years because of being in and out of hospital, in and out of psychosis, having ECT. So for me, going through my journals and putting it all into, like, chronological order, it was hard, but I managed to do it, and that was therapeutic for me.
Yeah. So this is your second book, and I can only imagine, I think there's another one probably in the wings, right?
There is. It's more of a fictional book, though.
So now something fun, something a little bit different.
Yeah, something a bit different.
Yeah. It's so interesting because you see where we are in society, and now you've gone through this and now you've written about it. And as you said, a lot of caretakers have read the book. You have your mom's chapter in there. Do you think people are getting better at acknowledging and treating people with mental illness like humans, like they shouldn't be stigmatized? Or do you think we have a long way to go?
We're most definitely getting better, but we have a long way to go. Like an example of this is that, you know, you hear on the news people who have mental illness and they go and they commit some crime, and then the police come, and the police won't understand what's going on with this person. And the end result is that the person gets shot. And it's just, it's so sad, because if people just understood a bit more, it would be so much better.
Right. And so to that end, in the book being cathartic and you writing about it and being honest and being open, do you hope that also helps that? I mean, it helps the wider conversation.
Yeah, definitely. And like at the moment now, I'm writing a blog, and I'm hoping to put all my blogs together into a book. That's what my next project is. And I just hope that people get more of an understanding about mental illness, and not just depression and anxiety, but the whole scope of it.
Yeah.
Tell us, get rid of the stigma.
Exactly. What a good thought. Get rid of the stigma. Where can we find your blog?
It's on my website. It's www.lumiwinterson.com.
LumiWinterson.com. I mean, here's to getting rid of that stigma. And it's interesting that you talk about the response and how people don't realize when somebody's got an illness, and there's something about that, right? And you had,
yes.
I'm sure, and you talk about it, you had people that did understand, and then there's people that didn't understand. And I guess processing that is tough.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little story. When I was in hospital once, I had to go to the shops. So I went down to the shops, and then I had to get an Uber back to the hospital. And I had written on the Uber, destination, this hospital. And the person was like, oh, I didn't realize there was a hospital there. And I said, yeah, it's a mental health hospital. And he's like, oh, mental health, what does that mean? And I said, well, you know, some people have depression and anxiety. And he was like, but you look normal. And I had to kind of explain to him that not everybody looks 100% even when they're not doing that well.
Right. And I guess that sums it all up. It's what people don't really realize.
Yeah. You can't know what's under someone's skin, you know.
Yeah, and you do that so well, talking about that in the book. And again, Lumi Winterson, you can get the book on Amazon, Angel in the Mirror, Road to Recovery. Here's to Recovery and Lifting the Stigmatism. Thanks for coming on.
It's available as soft cover and Kindle ebook.
Excellent, because, yeah, a lot of people do the Kindle version too. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.